Hey guys, Gavin Bell here, and welcome to episode 8 of the Scotland Show. I am sat here in the car as my girlfriend gets a horse riding lesson here at Glen Eagles. I thought I would take the time to record this episode because it's what it's all about, just rough and ready, just getting things done, not using the fact that I've been on a North Coast 500 adventure over the last 5 days as an excuse. Now, if you listen to episode 7, I spoke about my plans for the North Coast 500, what I thought we were going to get up to, what I was looking forward to, how we went about planning our trip. Well, we're actually, this is the final day of the North Coast 500. As I'm recording this, we're actually on our way back down to Edinburgh. We stayed in Bonner Bridge last night near Inverness, near Dornoch, and we're heading back down to Edinburgh today. It's been an absolutely incredible 5 nights, 6 days. And I wanted to basically just talk about the trip on this podcast, to kind of speak about almost as like a first. The last episode was the first half. This is the second half, before and after, just to speak about the trip that we've had. So for those of you that haven't listened to the last episode, me and my girlfriend decided to go on the North Coast 500, which is essentially what they say is Scotland's equivalent to Route 66. It's a 500-mile road trip around the north coast of Scotland. Now, we decided to do it over 5 nights, and oh my word, it was just absolutely amazing. So what I'm going to do is just go through my photos on my phone, just so I can remember all the different things that we've been up to. So if you're planning a trip there, then by all means use this to get that trip planned. So it started off on Friday. We left Edinburgh Friday morning, and we were staying in a place called where were we staying? Shieldig, near Applecross, so over on the west coast of Scotland, just above Skye. So we drove there from Edinburgh. That was a good long drive, 5 or so hours. We went via the Cairngorms and Aviemore. So our first stop was actually the Cairngorm Reindeer Centre. We paid £3.50 to get in, saw a few reindeers, which was great. Then got some coffee at Mountain Cafe in Aviemore, which was sensational. The brownie there, oh my word. The brownie was incredible. Then we carried on the drive west to over to Applecross, but on the way we stopped off at Rogie Falls, which is basically kind of a really nice, picturesque place. Lots of trees, water flowing downstream. A really nice place. So we stopped there to stretch the legs before carrying on our trip out west. And every single night on the trip we stayed at an Airbnb, and we struck really lucky. We spent £400 on 5 nights, and every single night we had was incredible. They all had their different reasons that they're amazing. The first night was a lovely little cabin, studio cabin, that was just immaculate. The person, Linda, that rented it was amazing. And that night, as soon as we got there, rather than having a chilled night after the drive, we decided, let's just go kayaking. And we went with Tom from Shieldig Adventures, took us out kayaking. Or say he took us out, we actually went on our own. And we had a couple, 2.5 hours or so in the water, sunset, and kayaked around this island. And when we went around the island, at the far end of the island was a white-tailed eagle, which is a bird that's got the largest wingspan of any bird in the UK. And we just saw it there perched on the end of the island on this tree. And it was so special to be kayaking sunset and watching this amazing bird. It was absolutely massive. So that was day one, a really nice day. We made sure we stopped at a few places along the way, so we kind of broke up that drive. On day two, we were heading up to Ullapool. Ullapool was night two, and on that route we went up the Bealachna Ba, which is a road that has the steepest ascent of any in the UK. I think you go to about 2,053 feet. So at parts of that road we are having to go into first gear, and it's not just a steep road, it's a windy road as well. And because of the North Coast 500, there's quite a lot of traffic on that road too. But the scenery there, honestly, is probably the best scenery I have ever seen, especially in Scotland. Oh my word, the mountains, just the size of the mountains, that area. As you go over the Bealachna Ba, you come to Applecross then, and then further on to Shieldig, and we made our way north up to Ullapool. But that road around the kind of Applecross Peninsula on the coast there is absolutely stunning. There was one part where there was an old derelict house with a big massive tree in the garden on its own, and the Highland cows had taken over the house. They were all sitting inside the house and outside the house. It was amazing, really picturesque. Took some videos and things there, so that'll be going live. It was actually on my Facebook page, facebook.com/Mr. Gavin Bell. And then we headed to a place called the Corrieshalloch Gorge, which is, we weren't really sure what to expect with this because we hadn't really looked at any photos. But when we got there, it was like, wow, you go over this suspension bridge. And honestly, how many meters is it high? I can't remember how many meters high it is, but you look down and it was like way higher than you can ever imagine. I'm sure it's like 60 meters down or something. This massive gorge with this massive waterfall. That was incredible. Like, we did not expect it to be that amazing. So Corrieshalloch Gorge was incredible. And then we got to our night two place in Ullapool, and the lady that we were staying with was incredible. She was called Jill, and we got in, it was this lovely little masonette kind of at the basement of her house, and she had a birthday cake for me. The fridge was full of breakfast foods like eggs, vegetables, fruit, smoked salmon, milk, everything you could ever want, coffee with a cafetiere. And we stayed there and we took a walk down into Ullapool town centre, had fish and chips there for dinner, and just walked along the beach again. A stunning night, it was so fun. Then on day three, we headed up to Durness and stayed in Durness. On the way there, we went to the Bone Caves, which are caves in the limestone rock that were basically formed like 15,000 years ago with the glaciers. But there's actually proof that humans lived in there around 8,000 years ago. So being in there was really cool. It's kind of, you just think of all the stories and things that could be told, all the things that happened in there. And they're called the Bone Caves because they found a really large number of animal bones. Animals that aren't even in the UK anymore. Bears, Arctic foxes, reindeer, what else was in there? Wild horses, lots and lots of different types of bones. And that's why they got their name. So that was really cool. Really cool to see. We carried on the drive. We went past Ardvik Castle. We had a wee look there. And then we went to Achmelvik Beach, which was one of those places that everyone said we needed to go, and it really lived up to expectations. The water, there was no seaweed in the water, so it's kind of like really kind of aqua colour, and we got the wetsuits on, I got my scuba mask on, and we just went swimming for a good half hour, and it was just stunning. It was amazing. I was chasing the crabs, Lauren was doing lengths. It was that was really, really special. Achmelvik Beach is definitely, if you're on that part of the world, you need to go there. And then carrying on the road up to Durness, we found the Clashnessie Falls, which was a waterfall, which again was absolutely stunning. Because we've had really dry weather over the last couple of months, there wasn't that much water there, but it was still amazing. And people have been sending me pictures of what it looks like when it's actually really wet. Lots of rain and things, and it just looks incredible. So that was a cool place to stop off at. Then when we got to Durness, we stayed in the Crafts Village there, and we stayed in a little kind of hut that someone had built. It was an amazing little house that he'd built. And in the garden was a sauna that he'd built as well. So we went in the sauna and had a glass of wine, and it was really a really nice way to end the night. In the morning, we got up on day four, I think it was, or day four, I'm getting lost. Day four was basically Durness to John O'Groats, and we were staying in John O'Groats. So in the morning, we got up and went to the Smoo Cave, which is a massive cave in Durness, which has been caused by the river and the sea erosion, and it's actually massive. You can walk inside it, and I mean, we're talking like meters and meters and meters, like maybe 60, 70 meters deep, and probably about 20, 25 meters high. This cave is enormous. We went in there, and the birds are all singing. It's dark, it's dingy. You can hear the drops of the water. It's quite not spooky, but it's like atmospheric. It's amazing. It's a really, really cool place. And then after that, we went to Coco Mountain, which again was one of the places that loads of people told us to go, which is a place that's famous for its hot chocolate. And if you've been following my Instagram stories, if you haven't, go and check out my Instagram highlight, and this will kind of put everything that I'm talking about into image. But it was amazing. The hot chocolate was absolutely incredible. Like, we decided to get one between us because we didn't want to basically get type 2 diabetes there on the spot. But oh my word, it was so, so good. And again, that lived up to expectations. After that, we decided to basically just drive really far east to make up some time, because we had a distillery tour booked at the Dunnet Bay Distillery, where they do the Rock Rose Gin. And that was at, I think, 11 o'clock or something in the morning. So we had to get across fairly early. And that tour was great. It was amazing. I'm a massive fan of the Rock Rose Gin. They got an incredible story, started off by a guy called Martin. They're now a team of 17. And that's only since 2015 or so. So they've done really, really well. And they've got a converted cow shed and things, and as part of their office and distillery. So it was a really, really interesting tour. And the gin itself is great. Then we headed over to John O'Groats, the famous John O'Groats sign, where you can see Orkney, which where after that would be the Shetland Islands. So you really are at the really furthest north tip of the UK. Now, John O'Groats itself isn't the most northern tip of the UK. It's actually Dunnet Head, which is just slightly across from John O'Groats. But John O'Groats kind of gets that. Whenever you think of the most northern tip of the UK, you think of John O'Groats. So we're there, and we stayed at one of my girlfriend's cousin's camping pods there, just outside John O'Groats, in a place called East May. It's called the Crofter Snug, and we had a little cabin there, which was, again, amazing. Had a wood-burning oven, so we made fajitas for dinner on this wood-burning oven and watched the sunset out the window as we ate that dinner, which was just absolutely amazing. It's kind of what... Like, if you think of what dreams are made of in terms of a holiday, like, that is exactly what it was. Then on the next day, we left John O'Groats, day 5, so that'd be yesterday as I film it, down to John O'Groats, and we headed to Dunrobin Castle, which is this amazing fairy tale looking castle down on the east coast of Scotland. And we had a tour of there, and we paid something like £11.50 to get in, and we weren't sure whether it would be worth it, £11.50 each, but oh my word, it was amazing. We watched this 1 hour falconry display, which was incredible, really informative. Got pictures of the gardens, the castle, got inside the castle, had amazing soup inside. Dunrobin Castle is probably actually my favourite part of the whole trip. It was just amazing. If you get the chance to go there, Google image it, because it is, like, you would not think it's in Scotland. It's an incredible place. Really, really enjoyed that. And after Dunrobin Castle, we decided to head south again to a place called Channanry Point, and we got a fish and chip supper, and we sat there and we watched dolphins come in. We watched live, wild, bottlenose dolphins in Scotland, which is, I've never seen dolphins in the wild before. And to see them in Scotland, and they came so close to the shore. We're talking like maybe 3, 4, 5 meters from the shore, and just sat and watched them for a couple of hours. Again, just amazing, and such a great way to top off the final night of the holiday. We stayed that night, last night, in Bonner Bridge, which was a little camping pod that we had next to someone's house. Again, absolutely incredible, and a really, really nice stay. Then this morning we left Bonner Bridge and we've come down to Glen Eagles to get some lunch here. Lauren, my girlfriend, has had a horse riding lesson as well. And then we're going to go back to Edinburgh. So it's been an amazing 5 or 6 days. I've absolutely loved the whole trip. And like I say, go check out my Instagram story, which will show you everything we've done, but all the pictures and videos that I've taken. I'm going to be creating a ton of content. I've had my drone in the air. I've been filming every day. And it's been just an incredible trip all round. So if you're thinking about doing the North Coast 500, 100% do it. If I can help in any way in terms of planning that trip for you, or helping you plan that trip, then be sure to drop me a message. Drop me a message on Instagram, that's probably best. That's all I've got to say. That's kind of North Coast 500. Be sure to check out the video content coming up in the future. The next episode of The Scotland Show, I'm doing it with a friend of mine, Cami Sutra, a Glaswegian dude that is killing it on Snapchat. And it'd be great to have you tune in there. What's left to say? Have fun, be happy. See you next week.